1267.
Hey, 1267, looks like you passed up another 12 stop. I need you to get the bus pulled over.
The bus is pulled over. Now.
Okay, copy that. Go ahead and sit tight where you are. We have a supervisor headed your way. They're just going to come kind of chat with you, find out what's going on. Why don't you tell me what's going on real quick?
Okay, so it looked like there was a drunk driver, and I just got distracted watching this person. They were running red lights. They were getting to stops. They were speeding. They were stopping. This is all in downtown. They're weaving in between the bus-only lane and the auto lane, and this was more than just being absolutely confused. There was something clearly very wrong, and it gave me a ton of anxiety, and I just, like, my brain short-circuited. I missed the stop, so I pulled over just after the stop, hoping that somebody, I don't know if they would walk to me, whatever the case may be. I then contacted dispatch, waiting to tell you guys I missed the stop, and then the train got behind me, and it started honking at me, and it was relentless. It was relentlessly honking at me, and I panicked.
Okay, so it sounds like when you pulled over in the train stop. Does that sound correct?
Yes, it was right after the three lanes turns into two, and the bus lane is the same exact lane as the train lane. So really all I did was just stop. But I turned on my four ways, and I was just looking for information, because if I needed to turn around a couple of blocks, then I could take care of that, but it was just a bad call.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, just next time get pulled over as soon as you safely can, at least at the next service stop you have, and give me a call so we can kind of talk you through what to do, okay? It's not the end of the world. Everybody's missed a stop downtown before. I have myself, so I just want a supervisor just to come chat with you, make sure you're okay. And in that situation, too, definitely, priority works great.